And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 9th of December, 2009. It's the birthday of the poet Leonie Adams, born in Brooklyn, 1899, who said, "Never, my heart, is there enough of living." It was on this day in 1854 that Alfred Lord Tennyson's poem The Charge of the Light Brigade was published in the London Examiner, about a disastrous charge by the British military 6 weeks before October the 25th in the Crimean War. A series of misunderstandings between generals, one general confused about who he was supposed to be attacking, led the Light Brigade, lightly armed cavalry, into battle against a well-defended fort filled with heavily armed Russian soldiers. A great blunder, terrible casualties. But what was different about that event was that for the first time there were reporters and photographers at the scene, and in about 3 weeks all of it was reported in the newspapers in Great Britain. And Tennyson read the articles. He was moved by the story, and in just a few minutes he wrote six stanzas about the battle, the popular poem that begins, "Half a league, half a league, half a league onward, into the valley of death, rode the 600, forward the light brigade, charge for the guns," he said, "into the valley of death, rode the 600. Which goes on to include the famous phrase, "There's not to reason why, there's but to do and die." It's the birthday of John Milton, born London 1608, known to us as a poet, best known in his own time as a political writer, the author of pamphlets and essays on divorce and freedom of the press. When he was in his 30s, Milton married a young girl whose father owed Milton money. Milton had no great feelings about her. She left him. She went back to live with her family, and he wanted to divorce her. He wrote a pamphlet about divorce, which got a lot of criticism, and in response to that, he wrote Areopagitica, 1644, a defense of free speech. He was in the administration of Oliver Cromwell, and when Cromwell was overthrown and the monarchy was restored in England, Milton's writings were burned, he was arrested, he was blind by this time, probably from glaucoma, lived just north of London, got up early every morning. Somebody would read the Bible to him, then he'd sit and think for a couple of hours, and then his assistant would come back and transcribe if Milton felt like writing. And that was how, over a period of 6 years, this blind man living in exile wrote his epic story of Adam and Eve and the temptation by Satan and the battle between the fallen angels and those in heaven, published in 1667 as Paradise Lost. Here's a poem for today by David Leman, entitled Hopper. "The disappearance of a cat is a good omen," he said, when she told him that hers was missing a week after moving into her new house. "Cats in captivity violate the natural order," he said. "They should be out prowling, left to fend for themselves in the streets and alleys of cities whose nightlife depends on them, on having them in the picture, along with a cigarette, a lamp post, the lid of an aluminum garbage can, a police siren, an off-duty nightclub dancer in a flimsy frock with a run in her nylons, a searchlight, a spotlight, strapless, the theater poster on the wall." A poem by David Leman, Hopper, from his collection Yeshiva Boys, published by Scribner and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.